Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pitthead basketball coach Jeff Capel is on the hotline. Coach, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Doing very well here. And first off, I had a question based on something that was newsworthy about a couple weeks ago, I think, and it was that they were going to flip the court at the Pete so that you'd see the Oakland Zoo on television. And as a guy that played in maybe the most famous arena in college hoops, how important is that, do you think, to creating a perception about a program, to maybe helping with your recruiting, that people, when they see Pitt on TV now, are going to see those students going nuts?
I think it's very important. It's something that I brought up during the interview process. It's actually a question that I had and asked them, is it possible to do it? I think that was already something that Heather and her staff had talked about, but it was something that was really important to me as a visitor. You know, before I got the job, you know, I always heard about the Oakland Zoo. I always heard about the atmosphere. And to be quite honest with you, when I was at Duke and we came up here and played, I think it was two times, maybe three, it wasn't that hostile right behind our bench. And it was because you had those bunker suites right there. And it's hard to, you know, to have a hostile environment right there behind it. Now, everywhere else, with the exception of this past year, it was loud, it was hostile, it was passionate. But I just felt that, you know, if you could get that, especially behind the opposing team's bench, but also for TV, you know, as you're watching and with the way the court is, the way the game will be shown on TV, you'll see the fans. You won't see the bench. You won't see the bunker suites, which are great. You'll see the passion. You'll see the fans. You'll see the students. You'll see how much they're into it. And I think people will get hopefully fans and, just as important, recruits will get a better appreciation of the home court advantage that we hope to have.
Speaking of recruits, Trey McGowan, Xavier Johnson in the fold now. McGowan's was the first one. He was the one I wanted to first ask you about. Just what kind of drew you to him when you watched him and saw him play? What was it that kind of stuck out as a main characteristic?
Yeah, you know, well, I had heard about him when I took the job. I was trying to figure out our current roster and trying to figure out, you know, what do we need and who's available, and something that was very important to me. I didn't want to take guys just to have guys, just to have bodies. Obviously, I knew we needed to fill the team, and it was, you know, didn't know exactly who was coming back initially and things like that. So, you know, I'd heard about Trey. I'd never seen him. I'd heard about him, and I'd heard about the possibility that he had the opportunity, I should say, to reclassify if that's something that he chose to do. And so I started asking some people that I knew that maybe had seen him play about him. I got really positive feedback, and the thing that kept coming up was, obviously he's talented, but he has big upside. He can get a lot better, and his best basketball is ahead of him. And I reached out to the coach at Hargrave and Military Academy, and I spoke to him, and he actually sent me a game. And this past year, Hargrave played Oak Hill Academy, and they play every year. And Oak Hill always is one of the better teams in the country. And Oak Hill's starting backcourt is a kid that's going to Oregon, a kid that's going to Florida, and a kid that's going to Kentucky. Those are the three guys. And you know, their four-man or five-man is going to Kansas. And as I watched that game, the thing that jumped out, I thought Trey was the best player on the floor. And the other thing that really jumped out to me was how he got after those guards. And so something that's important to me as we recruit and bring guys in here, you know, we're going to look for toughness. We're going to look for guys that are very competitive, guys that have the ability and want to be a part of something bigger than them and that can be all in. And the last thing is guys that have upside, guys that have the potential to get better. And Trey checked off all those boxes. On top of that, he's a really good student, really good kid. And so it was a no-brainer for us.
Xavier Johnson, Jeff being the other guy. And can you tell us a little bit about him first? And also, is McGowan's the guy that you picture sort of running the show here, being at the point?
Well, I think both of those guys will do that, you know, Trey and Xavier. You know, I think Xavier, you know, that's the position that he played at Bishop O'Connell up there. You know, it's one of the better high schools in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. And they're in one of the best basketball conferences in the country. You know, they play against Paul VI, DeMatha, you know, all those schools like that. I mean, Gonzaga, it's a great basketball league. And Xavier was the player of the year in that league. And that says a lot. I mean, there have been some heck of a players that have come through that league. And Xavier is a very explosive guard, really athletic, plays very hard, knows how to play the position. Again, big upside, extremely competitive and very tough. And another guy that we think is best basketball is, you know, is ahead of him. He's a guy that had originally signed with Nebraska, played for Team Takeover. So he's been a part of organizations, basketball programs, I should say, in Team Takeover, which is one of the premier AAU programs in the country. And then at Bishop O'Connell, you know, who's led by Coach Joey Wooten, the son of Morgan Wooten. And he's been coached hard. He's really good, very tough and competitive. And so we feel very fortunate that we were able to get these two talented guards with big upside.
Talking to Pitt basketball coach Jeff Capel, who has been busily putting together a roster for next season. It's been interesting watching this whole process from afar, Jeff. I know there's some constraints here because you're only allowed, I think, what, a couple of official visits. You were granted one extra one. So it seems like with the unofficial visits that the prospect and his family are sort of responsible for the expenditures involved there. And now you have some graduate transfers coming in for visits. Do you see guys out there who could be immediate help for you who fall into that category?
Well, that's what we're looking at. You know, we're really looking at every option, you know, that's available to us. And we would not take a guy unless he was a traditional transfer. We wouldn't take a kid that we didn't feel could help us right away. And so when you look at Trey McGowan's, he's a guy that we felt, and Xavier Johnson, that we felt could help us right away, immediately. You know, if there's someone else out there that we come across that we feel that can do that, then we would make that decision. Again, we don't want to take guys just to have bodies. And certainly a grad transfer is someone that could maybe fit that mold for us, because you're talking about an older kid, a kid that has experience playing college basketball, and that's older, and that you'd have for 1 year. And so we're looking at every option that's out there, and you know, we're hopeful to add some more, you know, maybe one or two more guys here before we wrap this class up.
All right, Jeff. Well, the last time you were on, we had some fun talking old-time basketball, and I asked you a question that I meant to follow up on then, and I need to now, especially in light of what's happening in the NBA. I asked you, I said, you got one game to save the planet, and you can choose your own team. Who's your first pick? Without hesitation, you said Michael Jordan. And so now I have to ask the follow-up. Why? What separates Jordan from LeBron?
I mean, they're both obviously all-time greats. I mean, they're two of the best players to ever play the game. They're very different players. I think Jordan was more of a scorer than LeBron is, and certainly LeBron is a great scorer. I think LeBron is a better facilitator than Michael Jordan. You know, for me, the pick was easy just because as Jordan figured out how to win, and that happened in 91 when he finally won a championship, you know, when he finally crossed that bridge, you never beat him after he figured out how to do it. And that's why when the question was if I had one game, you know, to me, you know, that's why he would be for me. Again, I can't speak on, you know, Bill Russell and those guys. I know Russell has more rings. I never saw him play. And basketball then was very different from basketball now. And I'm not taking anything away from his greatness. But for me, in the time that I've been watching basketball, there's been no greater guy than Michael Jordan in winning.
Jeff, we got a minute left, and so I have to ask my sort of nonsense-related basketball question that also concerns LeBron. We deal on this show in silly hypotheticals all the time. So this is the one we came up with about LeBron because he's having such an outrageous season and carrying the Cavs through right now. If you put LeBron, I'm just going to pick like generic, I won't even name a team, but a lower major team. So low major, middle of the pack in their own conference team. This LeBron right now, how far in an NCAA season do they go? Do they win their conference? Are they making noise in the NCAA tournament if you put them on a team right now like that?
You talking about current LeBron?
Yeah, current LeBron goes back to college and he's playing like, I can't even pick a team because I don't want to offend some team. A middle of the pack, low major, and you graft him into that lineup. How far do they go?
I think they have a chance to win the whole thing.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about a guy that, I mean, we've never seen anything like this. And, you know, honestly, like, he's toying with the best players in the world. And on a college level, you don't have the best players in the world. And so it would be a joke if he were in college, and whatever team he would be on, I think would be the team that's favored to win the championship. I don't care who's around him.
One of my alma maters is Damon College, NAIA. Could they make a run?
I think they could, as long as you surrounded him with shooters.
I like it.
Because he can impact the game in ways that no other player could. And the other thing is that everyone would be scared of him.
Plus, at 33, he has developed, like, full veteran strength, right? Like, he's got dad strength. He's got all that stuff.
No, it's no question. When I was an assistant at Old Dominion for my dad, there was a guy that played at George Mason that was 32 years old, and it was a joke trying to coach against him. He had served in the military and had a wife and kids, and you know, here you have 18, 19-year-olds playing against him. It was a joke.
Oh, I remember that guy too. I can't remember his name, but I know exactly who you're like the in my mind who you're talking about. But you backed up what we said on this because
yeah,
I think
he was the 3-time player of the year in the CAA, and he did that at 31, 32, 33 years old.
Like, is the trash talk there has to be like, shut up, kid, I'm paying my bills or something like that, or like I have homework to check.
I always wondered, what did he call his coach? His coach was actually Jim Larrañaga. Like, did he call him coach? Did he call him Jim? Like, what was
– Son?
I always wondered that.
I feel like at 30-plus, you get to call him by his first name. Jeff Capel.
Yeah, 30-plus, and you served in the war.
Right. Yeah, it's like, hey, Jim, I'm tired now. It's time to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeff Capel, Pitt head coach. We appreciate it, as always. Great
Thank
talking
you, Jeff.
To you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.